Well, welcome to our Sunday school this morning. Early on in World War II, now I'll say early on, the war had been going on for a couple of years before the United States involvement. The U.S. commanders could not agree on strategically what to do. Some were saying there'll never be a preeminent strike in our country. Others were not so sure. In the meantime, the Japanese army was planning a surprise attack. They viewed the military bases in our country and picked out the one in Hawaii at Pearl Harbor at that time. Number one, it's where the majority of the U.S. Naval fleet was parked, and also the Air Force. And number two, it was the most unlikely place for a military strike. The U.S. commander said, it'll never be Pearl Harbor. For number one, the harbor's way too shallow for torpedoes to be launched on against our ships. As Japanese intelligence, as our military command picked up Japanese intelligence, they still could not come to the conclusion that there was going to be a preemptive strike. It just won't happen. The radar showed military planes flying into Hawaii that Sunday morning, and they refused to say, no, it's B-15 bombers flying in from the mainland. We all know what happened. Mark 13, chapter 32, through the end of the chapter. But that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, nor the Son, neither the Son but the Father. Take heed, watch and pray, for we know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants to every man with his work, and commanded his potter to watch. Watch therefore, for you know not when the master hath cometh, at even, at midnight, or in the morning. Lest he come suddenly to find you sleeping. And what I say unto you is all watch. Secrecy is used pretty many times for us to get something accomplished successfully. The surprise factor. We deer hunters know that. The best way to kill a big mature buck is get him before he knows he's hunted. The problem with the U.S. military at that time, they forgot the surprise factor. They forgot the location factor. And it happened. We as Christians today, it's no longer a surprise factor. It's no longer a location factor. Jesus is coming back. We know where he's coming back. The question we have to answer, and what I'll leave out to the Sunday school teachers, is what's our job to do, to watch and prepare. Let's pray. God, again, thank you for being God. God, we just thank you for creating this world, creating us. And God, we know you're coming back, and we're just grateful for that. God, we're grateful, too, that it's no longer a surprise factor to us. We know you're coming back. It's just we don't know when. And God, we just pray that we can do our duty as Christians to be prepared, to watch, and to go about our daily lives with that in mind. God, just thank you again for those who come out this morning. We just thank you, God, for the teachers and ones that are willing to just to do their part, teach the classes. And God, we just thank you for... again, for this congregation, be with Mark as he brings a message. And God, we just want to submit this morning to you. In the name we pray, amen.